What does it take to stand out and move up? How can customers tell the difference between you and the competition? How can you differentiate your products and services and dominate your market? It's time now for Project Distinct, the podcast on creating distinction with Scott McCain.
Hey, it's Scott McCain. Welcome to our next session of Project Distinct. Really glad you're with us for the podcast to help you stand out and move up in a hyper-competitive marketplace, whether we're talking about you individually with your career or organizationally, whether you're with a big company or with a small company, or you're a solo entrepreneur, whatever it is, we've got ideas here to help you stand out from your competition. And today's podcast is brought to you by the Five Friends Business Summit, coming to you in early November in Las Vegas. Your chance to spend time, intensive sessions you're going to get with five best-selling authors and Hall of Fame professional speakers. More on that coming up. For today's podcast, I want to take you back 10 years to Christmas Day 2006. There was an article in USA Today, and it was on the challenge that the extraordinary hotel chain Ritz-Carlton faced. I was very fortunate to be quoted extensively in that article. One of the things that Ritz-Carlton was realizing is that they have to create spontaneous moments to create distinction and momentum with customers. The article pointed out that employees of the Ritz-Carlton were taught a particular script. Whenever any guest said they needed anything, the Ritz-Carlton team was trained to say first, before they said anything else, "No problem." The problem is, if you were a frequent guest at Ritz-Carlton, you kind of got bored. You kind of thought it was a little bit stagey for them to say, "No problem," every single time. Another thing that drove me crazy at the Ritz-Carlton, if I'd be walking along and I would see a female employee of the Ritz-Carlton, a team member, I would say, "Excuse me, could you direct me to the men's room?" She would say, "No problem, I'll walk you there." Don't get me wrong, I appreciate the desire to serve. I appreciate the extraordinary experience at Ritz-Carlton. I just need directions. I don't need a keeper. I didn't need someone else to walk me to the restroom. Mentioning that on a couple of occasions, I've had Ritz-Carlton team members say to me, well, whisper to me, "If I don't do it, I'll get in trouble." Think about that. In other words, if they don't respond as trained, they get in trouble, not if they don't respond as the guest desires. Even though I didn't want to be walked to the bathroom, they had to walk me to the bathroom or else they were going to get in trouble, because fulfilling the training became more important than thrilling the guest. Now, don't get me wrong, Ritz-Carlton is amazing, but it was an interesting article from 10 years ago. Now, the reason I bring that up is because the day that article came out in the USA Today newspaper, where I was extensively quoted, I happen to be, of all places, sitting at the Hyatt Regency in Maui. I noticed sitting next to me as I was writing and working on a book that morning was, ready for this, penguins. Yeah, they have penguins at the Hyatt Regency Maui. Think about that for a minute. They've spent millions of dollars on real estate, on the building, on sculptures that they have throughout the property, on taking care of the beach, and more. But what do I come home and talk to you about a decade later? Penguins. So my point is this. Customers love the unexpected. Maybe that comes from birds at hotels, like the ducks at the Peabody Hotel in Memphis. Maybe it comes from telling jokes, like Southwest flight attendants have done. Maybe, probably, for your business, it comes from something else entirely. But the fundamental question is, what does it come from? Do you have something unexpected, as opposed to the rote at the Ritz-Carlton? Do you have something unexpected that's going to amaze and delight and thrill and catch your customers perhaps just a little bit off guard? Hey, here's an important question. How can you build a leading-edge business without cutting-edge ideas? And you already know the answer. You can't. See, a critical reason why small businesses and entrepreneurs fail is because they know their product, service, or industry, but they don't have access to the same level of thinking, ideas, strategies, and solutions that the iconic companies have. Well, that changes now. Through interactive discussions, hot seat consulting, intensive programs, and dynamic presentations, you can develop the vision, strategies, and specific tactics required to stand out and dominate your market. Where will you learn that? At the Five Friends Business Summit. It's not going to be about broad theories and generic platitudes. It's meaningful specifics and powerful strategies that you'll be able to go home and implement immediately after the summit. The summit is held November 2nd and 3rd in Las Vegas, Nevada, but it will sell out, so you need to sign up now. Just go to fivefriendsbusinesssummit.com for more information. It's fivefriendsbusinesssummit.com. Well, as I said, customers love the unexpected when it's powerful, when it's positive, and when what's unexpected is kind of the icing on the cake because you've done everything else right. The unexpected should not be that you fail to deliver what they've asked for, right? But if you do everything else and then you add something fresh and unexpected, now you've added the icing to the cake that can really make a difference and make you distinctive. Penguins in the lobby can create distinction. But it takes people creating a compelling experience to sustain that distinction and maintain customer loyalty. In the long run, it's not going to do you a world of good to create distinction if the experience is such that it's unable for you to sustain it. That is about people, not penguins. Hey, thanks so much for joining me today. I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow on Project Distinct. Hey, by the way, as we often remind you, please, it really means the world to us if you subscribe, and also especially if you share this podcast with others. That's how we grow. I'm thrilled that you're listening right now. This is Scott McCain. Look forward to talking to you.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. For more insights from Scott, visit his blog at createdistinction.com. To have Scott bring his award-winning platform presentation to your next meeting, go to scottmccain.com. Scott McCain can become your virtual coach, educating and helping you create distinction in the most comprehensive way possible. Visit our website, distinctioninstitute.com, for all the details. Be distinct.